Welcome back to M&B's podcast.
I'm the B for Ben. And
I'm the M for Mom.
Today we're going to be talking about, like, chickens. If you remember, our previous podcast done in Pittsburgh with my aunt and uncle, the musicians. And as you may know, they have four chickens. And so we thought this would be a nice lead-in episode to that.
Yeah, so, you might be, that might have perked your curiosity about chickens, hearing a little bit about them. So since that conversation, Ben has done some research. But before we get into that, we'd have one note about last time's episode.
Yes. So we're very sorry for this, but we didn't mention that their dog actually did die. We forgot to actually mention that in the podcast, but Peter did die. And it was a very sad day when that happened.
Yeah. So
but when they didn't kick him out.
No.
Nothing controllable.
That's right. So if you heard some sadness in everybody's voices while we were talking about Peter, it's because that was the detail that nobody thought to say out loud that we were all thinking about. So we miss him. He was a good boy.
Exactly. Okay, now to the topic. I know we aren't videoizing this, but I have a chickenology book that I was gifted up there. And we are going to use a lot of facts from this. So, first of all, there are a lot of different breeds of chickens. You know that, right?
Yep.
And then there are four chickens named, in case you didn't catch them last time, are Sparky, Banjo, Deb, and Clementine. And Clementine, who I nicknamed the last time I saw her, Clemmy. Clementine, or Clemmy, is a little, like, golden. And then Sparky is like a dash of a little darker than Clementine with some black sprinkled in. Deb is completely black altogether. And then Banjo is half black and half white.
Yep.
Like just kind of splitting it up like Sparky.
Yep, it's true. And I like that Deb's feathers, even though they're black, if you look at them, they have kind of like a green shine.
Like sometimes they'll shine in the sun, like green, sometimes a little bit of purple.
Yep.
Very soft feathers.
How would you know that, Ben?
Because I have petted that chicken before. And now, a chicken, the tallest I know of a chicken, according to this book, can be approximately 32 to 35 inches tall.
That
is pretty impressive.
Really big.
That's near the height of a 3-year-old boy.
I remember when you were 3. I can't imagine you being the size of a chicken.
And then it also says different things about the way chickens talk. They can coo every once in a while when they're relaxing. Uh-huh. They can buck, 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 and cheep. The chicks can cheep. And then the hens, when they find something, like, tasty, they'll buck, buck, buck. And when the hen lays an egg, it'll go buck, 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 ah. Inviting the other chickens to do the same, because if a predator were to find more than one egg, it would give the chickens' eggs greater chance of survival.
That's one of my most favorite facts that I've learned from you about this, because I kind of thought, like, oh, the chicken's telling everyone else to lay eggs. Like, that's so cute, so that they can all, like, have something in common. But that's not what it is. It's because the chicken wants their eggs to get stolen by the fox or whatever, not her own. Intense. Okay, carry on.
Then the rooster can go cock-a-doodle-doo for as long as 20 seconds sometimes.
Oh.
And when the chicken goes bawk, 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 it means that it's in danger.
Ooh.
If it goes, like, longer and profusely. So pretty crazy. A lot of different breeds.
Oh, I like this part.
There's a lot of different combs. Single, double, triple, V-comb, spike, strawberry, rose, pea, walnut, buttercup, rose, buttercup, and carnation.
What's a comb?
A comb is like an arc that goes above the chicken's head. Most people think that just roosters have combs. It's just the fact that the rooster's combs are usually more big and bigger and noticeable. But chickens do have combs.
Yeah.
And I just named all those types of combs they can have. They can catch a few diseases. A couple of them are mentioned in this book. I'm going to try to pronounce these best I can. Capillaria, Salmonella, Red Mite, Poultry Lice, Tapeworm, Avian Flu, and Cockadoodle Scoliosis.
Good job.
Then,
with this is cute.
This is coming straight from the book. With a little bit of training, chickens can develop incredible logical and reasoning skills, compete with fitness tests, bowl, perform balancing exercises, and even play the piano. Oh, another thing. Chickens love classical music. So if you're a chicken owner listening to this, give your chickens some classical music. When chickens listen to classical music, they are calmer and more relaxed. That also came straight from the book.
You know, one little connection is tonight we watched the old Disney movie, The Aristocats, and there were all of these fancy, wealthy cats who listened to classical music, and then there were all these alley cats who listened to jazz and had parties.
Speaking of jazz, if you can't hear, we have some in the background. There's a few previous episodes.
Anyway, I just wonder if the chickens might like classical music, but maybe they'll really like jazz.
Then, in case you've always wondered this, the egg came before the chicken.
What?
So basically, there was some sort of DNA reaction. Like there was two odd birds that fell in love and laid an egg. And that egg's DNA slowly morphed into something as a chicken. So,
So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg.
The egg. Now you know, folks. You never know what you're going to learn on M&B's podcast.
And another thing, if you want to know if an egg is fresh or if you shouldn't eat it, just drop it in a cup of water. If it lays down on the ground, it's pretty fresh. And if it starts floating towards the top, the book labels it egg laid 3 weeks ago. Mm. Probably not the best idea to eat it.
Yeah.
Then a lot of different dishes you can eat.
I love egg recipes. I made shakshuka for Christmas. Went over well.
There's a lot of different fairy tales about chickens. Chicken Little, the hen with the golden eggs, the rooster and the pearl, and the weasel and the chickens. Then it tells a lot about the different breeds of chickens. I'll go over one or two of them. One is La Felci. And the notable feature, the chicken's unusual V-shaped comb resembles the tip of an arrow. This breed is named after the town of La Felci, where it comes from, and which French means the arrow. Fun fact, during the Middle Ages, it was the victim of a great superstition because of its horns and black feathers. It seemed it was also called Bird of the Devil. And legend has it that, unfortunately, a few were sentenced to be burned at the stake.
It's awful.
I know. And then Padanova is from Poland, which my mom is part. And that just about wraps up the book, so.
Amazing.
Thanks for tuning in about the chickens.
Ben, does this make you want to have chickens of your own someday?
Probably. So, yeah, get a chicken, folks. This podcast might help you do a lot. And we'll see you next time on M&B's Podcast.